Now shall we come to our study, and if you have your Bible now, turn to the 13th chapter of 1 Chronicles. We'll look at that here at this time. Now, let me say again, we're talking about David. Last time we saw David's mighty man in chapters 11 and 12. Now we have David and the Ark, verses 13 through 16, and we'll be able to cover a couple of chapters, I trust. Now we have a background for what is taking place. This is God's viewpoint of David's first attempt to bring the Ark to Jerusalem. And God took note of that because of the fact that this was the thing that pleased God, that David put an emphasis on this. You see, God didn't just always commend him in the victories that he had in war. God commended him for being interested in spiritual matters. That was the most important thing. Now we start off on the wrong foot in verse 1 of chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. Now David's a new king, and he's come to the throne. He has tremendous plans. He has a great vision, and he wants to bring the ark up. And so he's consulting all of these. Well, the very interesting thing is, I think David made a mistake in consulting all these. I don't think that he should have. God was giving him leading and guiding and direction, and he didn't need to consult all of these at all. I think today that we are finding that there's a serious problem that's evolving in many churches today. There are too many men that want to have their finger in the pie. That is, they want to make decisions, especially the boards of churches today. And many of those men are not spiritually equipped to make a decision. And they often hand in a wrong decision that hurts the cause of Christ. May I say that's a great problem today. And I think David made a mistake to consult with these. And he got him in trouble, at least, by listening to everybody. Now, verse 2, David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburban areas, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at all in the days of Saul. Now this is a sidelight on the days of Saul. During that period, the worship of God in the tabernacle was entirely omitted. In fact, it was neglected. And as a result, the organization was all broken up. The Levites were scattered. And, of course, the enemy had done a great deal to accomplish that fact. Now word is sent out throughout the entire land that they come together in order that they might bring up the ark. But now this man is going to make a big mistake in the way that he does it. And as someone has put it, this is doing a right thing in a wrong way. It was right to bring the ark up to Jerusalem, but not the way he did it. Now notice, and all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. That's verse 4. Now how about the Lord, though? What did he think about it? Well, it was right to bring it up, but not the way he did. So David gathered all Israel together from Shihor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. Now, you'll recall back in 1 Samuel, why we saw that the ark was taken there and had been left there because of the fact that they'd had a bad experience with it, which belonged to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of God the Lord that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. Now, God didn't dwell in the ark. It was between the cherubims, you see. Actually, no physical place at all. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drave the cart. Now, here's where they made their big mistake. God said that the ark was to be carried on the shoulders of the priests. Never was it to be carried on a wagon. That is something that they needed to pay attention to. Listen to what God had said through Moses back in Numbers 4:15. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. Now, the sons of Kohath were to carry the ark on their shoulders, never on a wagon. Now, why? Well, that ark speaks of Christ. And he today is to be carried by individuals. Did you know what an undertaking it is to get the gospel out? Now, let me just illustrate. And this is just a very small illustration. Do you know what's back of this operation? You today are listening to the program. You say, well, all you're doing is just getting up there talking. That's all. And that's all. But back of that is a great deal of preparation. You'd be surprised the amount of time I spend in preparation. And back of that is a staff here at Radio Headquarters. Some very wonderful folk. And you'd be surprised the work that goes in to keep this ministry rolling, keeping it moving, keeping it going out on the air. I wish there was some little push button that I could push and you'd all hear it. I've often wondered, here in Southern California, wouldn't it be nice if the Lord would just ride it in the sky? I know at a Rose Parade, I looked up and they were riding something about, I think it was Coca-Cola. Or Chevrolet, maybe it was. But whatever it was, everybody saw it, that several million people. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just put the gospel up there and give it out that way? No, may I say to you, Christ is carried on the shoulders of his people, not on a wagon. And a lot of people want to do it easy. My friend today, it's going to require work to get the word of God out. And a great many people say, oh, the expense. I deplore expense myself, but I want to tell you that's the only way today is to get it out, and let's get it out. And we can't put it on a wagon. We're going to have to carry it. Each one needs to shoulder his pack to carry it out. And that's what Paul meant when he said everyone must bear his own burden. Someone has translated that, everyone must shoulder his own pack. You've got to put your shoulder to the wheel, friends, to get the word of God out. Now, this is something that may seem slight, but the important thing is that you can't carry it on a cart. And we're told here in verse 8, and David and all Israel played before God with all their might, with singing and with harps, with psalteries, with timbrels, with cymbals, with trumpets. David is a great musician. And believe me, this was occasion of real joy, but it was all interrupted. Why? Well, because they're doing it wrong. They're not giving the right testimony. Verse 9, and when they came unto the threshing floor of Chidon, and that was Nacon back in the book of 2 Samuel, it's all the same, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. He smote him because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. Now, somebody said, well, this is certainly a severe sort of thing. Man just put his hand there. Well, may I say to you, to begin with, the ark shouldn't have been on that cart. And you don't need Uzzah to steady it. You see, there are a lot of folk today that are putting their hand in the Lord's work where they ought not to put their hands. They're interfering with the Lord's work. I wish today that I was privileged or could take the time and tell you about the many instances I've seen where men probably meant well, but they're not doing it God's way. And as a result, Why, may I say to you that God intervenes there, and blessing does not come. And so in this particular case, well, this man is put out of the way. Now, David was displeased by it. He's displeased just as much as you would be, and as much as the critic is today, because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore, that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. It was the breach of Uzzah. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? And how often that we attempt to do the thing our own way, and then when we fail, we blame it on God. How am I going to do this for the Lord? Well, do it God's way. Turn it over to Him. And that's what he finally had to do. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had.